your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Another beautiful night for high school football, this time a Saturday night. Last night, weather in Bainbridge was beautiful, but a great one between Delhi and PG. Hope you got a chance to either watch it in person, listen on the radio, or maybe catch it on the sports news, the highlights later in the night, as Delhi defeated PG 26-21 on a last-second heroic play for the Bulldogs as they picked up a big win there, their first win of the season. Second half starting off here between Harpersville Appen and Seton Catholic, and the Saints will receive and run the ball back up to about their own 26-yard line. Nice little pickup of 11 yards on the return there from Daniel O'Brien and Dylan Lindsay with the tackle there for Harpersville Appen. So first and 10 here from their own 27, as Seton Catholic will go right to left. They're in their home green uniforms with the green helmets as well and the black pants. Harpersville Appen in their their home white unis, the road white unis, and the navy blue pants, the navy blue helmet as well with the gold trim. First and 10 here for the Saints, and we'll see if they made any adjustments at halftime. Direct snap here to Sam Crowley, and a little 180 will pick up about 5 yards on the play, picking right back up where he left off in the first half. Hard to tell if the ball will go to Dean Greco, the quarterback, or to the running back there, Crowley, on that direct snap. He picks up about 2 on the play, actually. So that'll bring up a 2nd and 8 here for Seton Catholic as they're at their own 29-yard line going right to left. 11:20 to go here, 3rd quarter, 14-7. Harpersville Appen leading Seton Catholic here from Binghamton Alumni Stadium. This time it will go to the quarterback, Gian Greco. He tries to run it up the gut on the quarterback keeper and maybe a gain of 1 on the play. That'll bring up a 3rd and 8. So Gian Greco heads back to the sideline here, and not exactly what the Saints were looking for on this first drive of the second half, a 3rd and long, a 3rd and 8, as I'm sure they want to get off to a good start here and not have to give the ball away. So we'll see if they can come up with a big play on this 3rd and 8. Early in the 3rd quarter, they trail 14-7. Sam Crowley with the first half touchdown for the Saints. Devin Dean with both touchdowns for the Hornets in the first half. They'll throw and pick up a 1st down here and to the 40-yard line, all the way up to the 45. A great second effort by Nathan Whitman gets the Saints a 1st down and nearing midfield all the way up to their own 45-yard line. And a 16-yard pickup there for Nathan Whitman, his 2nd catch of the night, as he is nearing 30 yards receiving on 2 catches here for the Saints. Saints going right to left, ball on their own 45. The direct snap again to Crowley. He bounces to his right, tripped up in the backfield at the ankles by Devin Dean. 2 great athletes going one-on-one there. Dean gets the best of them, just trips up Crowley enough. If he had broken out to the edge, could have been much more dangerous. Gain of 1 on the play here for Crowley. So this will be about a 2nd and 9 here for the Saints. 9:50 to go, 3rd quarter. Saints trailing at home 14-7. They break the huddle. Play clock down to 15. Ball on their own 46. 2 receivers to the right, 2 to the left. Crowley will hand off on 2nd down, and getting to the 50-yard line here is Dan O'Brien with a gain of about 4 on the play. O'Brien with his 5th carry of the night. He's at about 15 yards. This will bring up a 3rd and about 4 yards here for Seton at midfield. This will be a crucial play in terms of momentum to see if they can pick up a 1st down. So 3rd and 5, 9 minutes to go here in the 3rd quarter. Breaking the huddle. They're going to have about 10 on the play clock here as they get set. Back in the shotgun again as Seton Catholic going right to left. Gian Greco takes the throw, pump fakes, brings it down, crosses midfield. He's going to pick up the 1st down and into Harpersville Appen territory. Uses his legs. There'll be a 1st and 10 as he's pushed out of bounds at the 40. So Gian Greco, as that play broke down, does a nice job to just pick it up himself. And a gain of about 12 on the play for Gian Greco. So So Gene Greco with three rushes so far on the night, and he's up over 20 yards, about 23 unofficially. 8:45 to go here in this third quarter. Saints with a nice opening drive. They've faced some third downs, but they've been able to convert. Gene Greco back in the shotgun. He'll throw on first down, and a nice catch by Whitman along the near side. He'll haul it in, tippy-toeing along the white chalk there, and he's pushed out of bounds at the Hornets' 30. About a 10-yard gain there on his third catch of the night. 8:39 to go, and now they're going to say he is a little short, so it'll be a second down in inches. Seton going right to left. Second and one, and they're on the Harpersville 31-yard line. Play comes in from the sideline here for the Saints. So this is the first drive of the second half that they were looking for as they are into the Hornets' territory. Now Crowley is out to the left. He's in motion, and the snap is high up over the head of the quarterback, and they're going to have to chase it all the way back into Seton territory. Crowley's helmet comes flying off. He is able to fall back on the ball. It's a huge loss of yardage, and all the way back to the Seton 39. So the ball went up over the quarterback's head, Gian Greco. Crowley had to chase it back, lost his helmet, still dives into the play, shows what a competitor he is, and huge, a loss of 22, a huge loss on the play before Crowley can fall on it. 32-yard loss, actually, as just announced here at the stadium, as that ball rolled for a long, long way, as we're down to 8 minutes to go in this third quarter. A huge loss for Seton. They have to chase it all the way past midfield and back to their own 38. And so now on fourth down, they will have to punt it away. The high arcing punt will get into Harpersville-Afton territory and take a Harpersville-Afton bounce, and they will knock it down there at the 48-yard line. 7:41 to go here, third quarter. It's 14-7. Harpersville-Afton on top of Seton. They will have their first possession of the second half, and they will take over on their own 48-yard line. So they will break the huddle, and Devin Dean will get his first crack at this Saints defense in the second half. His team leading 14-7 thanks to two touchdowns by Devin Dean, the senior. Harpersville-Afton going left to right. They'll throw on first down, and again off the fingertips of a Harpersville-Afton receiver. That's Dylan Smith. If he could have hauled it in, he was behind the defense and would have had a chance to go. But it was some good coverage there by Crowley for Seton Catholic, as well as Julian Lawson. So I think maybe they would have had a chance to haul him in, but the pass was good and just off the hands of Dylan Smith. So Dean, only his fourth pass attempt of the night. He hasn't completed any yet. He's done most of the damage with his legs. 7:35 to go here, third quarter. 14-7 lead, Hornets over the Saints from Binghamton Alumni Stadium. Nate Lowell with you here tonight on WCDO, as Harpersville-Afton will have a handoff on second down. Dean now will keep it, and maybe a pickup of one as he gets to midfield here for Harpersville-Afton. So Dean with a run. He's over 50 yards on the ground so far tonight, nearing 70 yards as we get into the second half here. He's had some big runs of 16 and 29 yards back in the first half, all in the second quarter, that have helped him amass some of that yardage. Play clock down to 15. Harpersville-Afton still in the huddle. 7 minutes to go, third quarter. They lead 14-7 on a third down at about 5 from midfield as they go left to right. Dean under center. Man in motion. Fakes the handoff. He's going to get sacked. No, somehow bobbles the ball, comes away with it, runs to the outside, but he's taken down by the state's defense as he tried to break away, and that'll bring up fourth down for Harpersville-Afton. Dean, twice on that play, looked like he had to juggle the ball and was about to lose it. Somehow got away from the Saints' tacklers who were breaking through the line as he was tripped up at the line. Pickup of about 2 there. So this will be a fourth and short here. About a 4th and 4 yards for Harpersville-Afton, and they will take the smart play, and Dean will punt it away here for Daniel O'Brien. It's a low snap, and the penalty marker has come out, just as Harpersville-Afton is able to snap it away. So we'll have a stoppage of play. 6:12 to go here, third quarter, 14-7. And a procedure penalty here as they were trying to get set for the punt for Harpersville-Afton. That'll back them up about 5 yards, so this will be a 4th and 10, and Devin Dean will be punting from his own 35-yard line. As Harper Zalapkin going left to right on your radio dial, and again he will punt this one away to Daniel O'Brien, who is back at the Seton 20. Dean gets off a nice punt, high, arcing spiral, and over the head there of O'Brien. He'll let it go, and the special teams unit will get down and hit this one at about the Seton 17-yard line. That's where they will take over. 6:02 to go, third quarter. Harper Zalapkin leading Seton 14-7. We'll take a 30-second break here on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney, has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A 35-yard punt by Devin Dean of Harper Zalapkin and no return, and that will pin the Saints back in their own defensive territory. And they'll start at their own 16-yard line as they trail 14-7. 6:02 to go here, third quarter. Nate Lowe with you on CDO, coming to you live tonight from Binghamton Alumni Stadium. First down, and the Saints' offensive passing connection continues here as they throw it to the outside, and another reception here for Nathan Whitman. And he will pick up about 9 yards on the play here, his fourth catch of the game and third of the second half. Bring up a second down and about 2 yards here for the Saints. 5:35 to go, third quarter. The Saints looking to try to tie this game up. They had a nice drive to start off the second half, but then a bad snap really pinned them back, and they had to punt as they lost 32 yards on a bad snap. And here's Gene Greco again looking on the outside, and a complete ball to Nathan Whitman. First down there as he picks up about 4 on the play. So Whitman doing a nice job in the second half. He has 5 catches, and that'll be his first down here for the Saints. Gene Greco not afraid to throw the ball here in the second half and really seems to have some chemistry going with Nathan Whitman. 6'3", 180. He's a senior, so he does have the size and the height to be able to separate himself from the defense. 5 minutes to go here, third quarter. Nobody has scored so far in the second half. Saints looking to change that here on this drive. They're at their own 30-yard line going right to left. Gene Greco pulls it down. Nice job to avoid the pressure coming from the Hornets defense. He'll pick up about 2 before being brought down by Dylan Lindsay. Good job by Gene Greco. Really had nowhere to go as the line broke down around him, and he was able to pick up about 2 on the play. So Gene Greco and Crowley, really the workhorses, but Nathan Whitman as well, really stepping up in the second half for the Saints. 2nd and 9 here for the Saints. Ball on their own 32. 4:20 to go, third quarter. Harper Zalapkin on top of Seton 14-7. Back in the shotgun, Gene Greco will throw again, looking for Whitman. Almost intercepted here by Harper Zalapkin. Dylan Smith got his hands on it. Ball falls down to the turf, and that'll bring up 3rd down here for the Saints. And he would have picked it off at about the Seton 35, but just off his hands and down to the turf. That one had some zip on it, and he couldn't quite haul it in. 4:11 to go, third quarter. The Saints faced with about a 3rd and 9 here. Play clock at 20 as the Saints get the play from the sideline. Gene Greco will run it in. Play clock is down to 10, and they're still in the huddle. Saints will have to hurry to get this play off on a 3rd and 9. Right up to the line, play clock at 5. Looks like they'll have time to get it off, and they will. Gene Greco will throw again as the Saints take to the air, and this one was intended there for Whitman, but he fell down before he could turn around on that little hook play, and now that'll bring up a 4th and 9 here for Seton. It looks like they'll punt it away. 4:05 to go, third quarter. And the Hornets holding on to a 14-7 lead. Their defense coming up big there with some good coverage and also a batted down pass on that drive by Dylan Smith. 6'3", 170, a senior Dylan Smith for Harper Zalapkin. So Seton will look to punt it away here from their own 20-yard line. And And they'll get the punt off cleanly this time. This one will bounce into Harper's Alapton territory and will roll out of bounds at about the 42-yard line of Harper's Alapton. That's where they will take over going left to right. The Hornets leading the Saints 14-7, 3:54 to go, third quarter. You're listening to live high school football tonight on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sidney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sidney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Thanks for listening in our web stream tonight, brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. 3:30 to go here, third quarter. Harper's Alapton now on a 2nd and 10 after a no-gain pickup by Dylan Lindsay on a run to the left as Harper's Alapton goes left to right here deep in this third quarter. They'll try it again with Lindsay, again to the left side, trying to muscle his way through the line. Bounces to the outside in front of the Harper's Alapton bench. Maybe a pickup of one, and that'll bring up about a 3rd and 9 here for Harper's Alapton. They try pretty much the same play twice there and really can't come up with anything. The Saints D-line doing a nice job on the coverage. Down to 3 minutes to go here, third quarter. It's a one-touchdown lead here for the Hornets over the Saints. Ball is on the 45-yard line of Harper's Alapton as they go left to right. Play clock at 15. Devin Dean, the senior QB, with 2 touchdowns tonight for Harper's Alapton. He's under center, and he'll hand off here, but nowhere to go as, again, the Saints break through the line. And nowhere to go for Jake Andrews as he picks up maybe one on the play. Andrews with 4 rushes so far on the night for 6 yards. This looks like a quick and easy 3 and out here as the Saints defense holds strong. And Devin Dean is back to punt again. And Harper's Alapton really with nowhere to go as the Saints defense locking down. 2:15 to go, third quarter. Dean with another long punt here. His last one was 35. This one is equal to it. And Seton again will be pinned deep, as this one will go all the way down to about the Seton 7-yard line. So Devin Dean, when he can't get it done as a QB, he's been getting it done as a punter, pinning Seton pretty deep in their own end. That was a 47-yard punt. 2:04 to go, third quarter, and we'll keep it right here, 14-7. Harper's Alapton on top of Seton Catholic. So Seton Catholic will start from their own 7-yard line, deep here in this third quarter, and no one has scored in the second half. This was our halftime score, 14-7. And Seton has moved the ball well in the second half, but a couple of little mistakes have cost them, and they haven't been able to punch it in. And Harper's Alapton has played some good defense, especially on that last series. So a 1st and 10, Seton going right to left. QB keeper on 1st down here for quarterback number 4, John G. Greco. Maybe pickup of 2 as he went to the right on the play. So Gene Greco throwing a lot more in the second half here, and also a couple more rushes as he is about 25 yards unofficially on the ground for Gene Greco. 1:40 to go, third quarter. Clock continuing to tick, 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 and sure, still a 12-minute fourth quarter to go, but how long before Seton and that clock are going to be enemies? We will see. Haven't seen many of the direct snaps to Sam Crowley here in the second half. Gene Greco in the shotgun, 2 receivers to his left. He'll look out for Whitman again in a catch at the Seton 25. He's still on his feet, crossing to the right side of the field. He's got some room. He's at the 30. Now he's at the 40. 2 guys to beat. He crosses midfield. He's at the 40 and shoved out of bounds at the Harpersville 32-yard line. A huge pickup there by Nathan Whitman of Seton Catholic. 1:06 to go here in the third quarter, and now Seton Catholic with excellent field position. Huge play. It was about a 5-yard pass, and that was a 60-yard gain for Nathan Whitman. Just a huge catch there, and now Nathan Whitman is up over 80 yards receiving so far in the night. 60 of it coming all on that play. Again, we talked about Whitman. He's 6'3", 180, a senior. Guy with some experience here for Seton Catholic, and just absorbing some contact and was able to get away from the defense as they tried to pull him down immediately after he made probably about a 6 or 7 yard catch, and the rest of it was just an effort by him on his own 2 feet. Now a run here on 1st and 10 from the Harfordsville Afton 32. We'll pick up about 2 yards with Daniel O'Brien. So O'Brien with 6 carries on the night. He's up over 15 yards. And we're at 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Still a 14-7 game. Harfordsville Afton on top of Seton. But a 60-yard catch by Nathan Whitman. Catch and run, I should say, gets Seton deep into Harfordsville Afton territory. They're at the 32 going right to left. 30 seconds to go. We'll see what happens on perhaps the last play here of the third quarter. It's a keeper by Sam Crowley. He's all the way down to the 5. Still going and tackled at the Harfordsville Afton 4-yard line. And there's a flag on the play. It's a holding against the Saints. And this is going to be the second run of the second half where Crowley has picked up some big yardage and it's been taken away by a penalty against the Saints. Harper's the last player down on the field with 19 seconds to go third quarter. We'll take a quick break. It's 14-7. Harfordsville Afton on top of Seton Catholic here at Binghamton Alumni Stadium. I'm Nate Lowell for CDO Sports.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Harfordsville Afton's Tyler Laverne being helped off the field. Appears to be okay, maybe some sort of an ankle injury after the play there. Welcome back here. We're deep in this third quarter. 19 seconds to go from Binghamton Alumni Stadium. Seton Catholic trailing Harfordsville Afton 14-7. And a long run by Sam Crowley is negated off a holding penalty as he would have picked up about 25 yards on the play and gotten down to the Harfordsville Afton 4. But the hold will bring it all the way back to the 42-yard line here of Harfordsville Afton. So this is going to be a 2nd and 16 here for the Saints. And so it could have been 1st and goal. Instead, it's 2nd and 16 from the Hornets 42. They'll give it to Crowley again, and he looks to do it again. Gets down to the 20, down to the 10, and he will find Pater. It's a touchdown for the Saints. He did it on the last run, and it was a hold, and he does it again, this time a longer one, a 37-yard touchdown score for Sam Crowley, and that makes it 14-13 with 1 second left here in the third quarter. So Sam Crowley is up over 100 yards. He has a touchdown run of 26 yards and now 37 yards. So with 1 second left in the third, the Saints are able to score, and we'll see what they do. Will they go for two? Looks like they will. So they will go for two after a 37-yard TD, and they will try to take the lead here. They give it to Crowley. Works his way through up the middle, untouched, and the Saints have the lead with 1 second to go in the third quarter, 15-14. And that's just really Sam Crowley putting his team on his shoulder and vintage Dylan Moffitt from BG last night just not being denied, saying, you are not going to stop me from getting into the end zone. With only 1 second left here in the third quarter, Seton Catholic is able to get on the board and retake their lead. They had an early 7-0 lead, but then 14 unanswered points by Harfordsville Afton had given them a 14-7 lead. We'll keep it right here because there's only 1 second to go here in the third quarter. And this is going to be interesting. Seton Catholic, we know, likes to do the onside kick. They did one to start the game, and they did one after their first touchdown. They were able to pick up the first one that they tried. The second one didn't go to 10 yards, rolled out of bounds. So that gave Harfordsville Afton some excellent field position. Will we see them try it again here? This will be interesting. They're not afraid to do it. We saw them do it 3 times against Lansing last week and in some crucial situations, especially late in the game. So with 1 second left here in the third quarter, The Saints now with a 15-14 lead over Harper's Elkton. And it looks like they'll be setting up to try it again. And the kicker is also the QB, John Giangreco. So we'll see if he can time this one like he did on the opening kickoff of the game. Here's Giangreco. Kicks it. Will it go to 10 yards? Bounces out of bounds here. Time will expire. Actually, no time actually goes off the clock. Nobody is able to touch it. Goes out of bounds, so Harper's Elkton will hold on to it, and they'll have one last play in the third quarter. They'll have very good field position, and we'll see where the actual spot is. It looks like it will be in Seton territory at the 49-yard line as Harper's Elkton goes left to right. With senior QB Devin Dean, his team now trails by one, 15-14. Last play of the third quarter here, Dean under center, two receivers to his right, two to his left. Dean under center. We'll have a quarterback keeper, and he's up the gut here, falling down, and Dean might find the end zone. Falling down to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! Harper's Elkton on the last play of the third quarter whips off a 48-yard touchdown run here for Devin Dean, his third of the night. Devin Dean on the quarterback keeper had some good blocking, found some daylight, was able to get past the secondary, and into the back of the end zone, his third touchdown of the night. This one about a 48-yarder. And now we'll see if Harper's Elkton will go for two. It looks like they will. They currently have a 20-15 lead. No time on the clock, so this will be the last play of the third quarter. So a nice heads-up move there by Devin Dean to just get up the middle, realize, hey, I can maybe catch Seton sleeping here on this last play of the third quarter, and he was able to get through. Dean now will have the handoff, and Harper's Elkton will give it to Dante Carroll, and he will take it in for two. And Harper's Elkton now with a 22-15 lead at the end of the third quarter on the final play. So some great offense here late in the third quarter. And fourth quarter coming up. It's 22-15. The Hornets on top of the Saints. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney. And I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A heck of an end to the third quarter here as the Saints scored, and then Harper's Elkton was able to score right back to regain the lead. Start of the fourth quarter, it's the Hornets of Harper's Elkton leading the Saints 22-15. Three touchdown runs tonight for Devin Dean. One of 3 yards, one of 29 yards, and the last one of 48 yards. So Devin Dean doing his best to put his team on his back and carry him to a possible victory here tonight. So Harper's Elkton kicking off, and they will be able to stop Seton. About a 10-yard return for Luciano D'Angelo, and the Saints will start from their own 27-yard line as they will go left to right to start off this fourth quarter, trailing 22-15. And that was after Sam Crowley scored his second touchdown of the night. He had a 26-yard TD in the first quarter. And then with about 1 second left, about 20 seconds, yeah, but by the time he was in the end zone, 1 second left, he had a 37-yard touchdown for the Saints. So Crowley against Dean, that seems to be the matchup here, as well as the Hornets against the Saints. Early fourth quarter. Saints going left to right. Direct snap here to Crowley. Tries to go up the middle. Meets a wall there of Hornet defenders. Picks up maybe one on the play. So So Crowley, well over 100 yards. He was close to 100 before halftime. That was before his 37-yard run. So around 130 yards on the ground tonight, unofficially, so far for Seton Catholics. Sam Crowley. Second and 9 here for the Saints from their own 30-yard line, going left to right. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Nathan Whitman has made a lot of contributions in the second half as a receiver. He's to the left, and Gian Greco will keep this one and pick up about 2 yards on the play. Actually handed that off to Daniel O'Brien, who was brought down after a pickup of 2. It'll bring up about a 3rd and 6 here for Seton at their own 33-yard line. And now the clock continuing to tick and will eventually become an enemy here of Seton Catholic. 10:45 to go here, fourth quarter, folks. Great night for football from Binghamton Alumni Stadium. Under the lights, Saturday night football here on CDO. About a 3rd and 6, they'll hand it off to Crowley. You need a first down, and he'll get it. And he'll bounce his way up and bowls his way up to about the 47-yard line. He was carrying 3 Hornets with him the whole way. Crowley just not being denied, a pickup of about 12 on the play for him, as he just continues to be a workhorse here for the Saints. So actually a gain of 14 officially as signaled down on the field. Now a 1st and 10 for Seton from their own 47-yard line as they are approaching midfield. Going left to right. 22-15, Harpersville-Athan on top of Seton. Seton Catholic, the Saints looking to get across midfield. They'll throw to the far side for Whitman. He'll fall it in, but he'll lose a couple of yards here. It's good coverage over on that far side by the secondary for the Hornets. .9:50 to go, fourth quarter. 2nd and 7 here. As Whitman comes limping off the field a little bit here for Seton Catholic after a 3-yard catch. Hopefully just a limper for him, as he has been a big part of the offense here in the second half for the Saints. We'll keep an eye on him as the trainer is looking to attend to him. Maybe a cramp, something along those lines for the Saints. 9:25 to go, fourth quarter. About a 2nd and 7 here, and again they'll air it out. And they look for Sam Crowley. He makes an acrobatic catch, and he'll be into the end zone for his 3rd touchdown of the night. And the Saints will retake the lead with 9:13 to go in the fourth quarter. A 50-yard score for Sam Crowley. Absolutely unbelievable. So Crowley, that's his 1st catch of the night, and it goes for a 50-yard touchdown. And so not a bad night throwing the ball either for John Giangreco, as now it's 22-21. Harpersville-Athan clinging to a small lead here, but the Saints will go for 2. So Crowley and Dean, each with 3 touchdowns for their teams, respectively. With 9:13 to go here in the fourth quarter. Going for 2. They get it to Crowley, and he's in. So Crowley with 2 straight 2-point conversions as well. It's 23-22 with 9:13 to go. And Sam Crowley just continues to be an absolute beast here tonight for Seton Catholic. So 9:13 to go, fourth quarter. The Saints on a 50-yard touchdown reception by Sam Crowley retake the lead. 23-22 will step away on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel of Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, no matter what time of year you travel. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel on River Street in Sydney, next to R.E. Wilbur. Call 563-2156.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563- 303-263-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Cheatin' Catholic on the third touchdown of the night by Sam Crowley. Retakes the lead, 9:13 to go, fourth quarter, 23-22 over Hartford-Zelafton. And we will see if Seton Catholic will try another one of their onside kicks. It looks like the thing that they like to do. And we'll see as they're kicking off from their own 40 as we get into the midway part of this fourth quarter. And this time they will just kick off a normal kickoff off the hands of Hartford-Zelafton. Madison Hoover, but he's able to fall down to the turf and fall on it. And Hartford-Zelafton will start from their own 30-yard line, going right to left. So what a battle here tonight. We have Sam Crowley for Seton Catholic, three touchdowns, 26-yard run, 37-yard run, and a 50-yard TD catch. On the other side, you have Devin Dean for Hartford-Zelafton with three touchdowns, a 3-yard run, a 29-yard run, and a 48-yard run. So those two guys having outstanding nights. And Devin Dean as well, punting the ball very, very well. They've pinned Seton Catholic back a couple of times off the foot of Devin Dean. Great show between these two tonight. 9:08 to go, fourth quarter. First and 10 here for Hartford-Zelafton. They'll hand it off to Dylan Lindsay. Maybe a gain of one for Lindsay as he tried to go right up the gut, and Seton Catholic closing the hole fast. So now the Hornets trailing by one, 23-22, and the clock is now their enemy as it gets down to 8:45 to go here in this final quarter. Under the lights at Binghamton Alumni Stadium. Nice treat for the guys from Hartford-Zelafton to come down and play under the lights. Beautiful turf field here at Binghamton High School. Dean on second down. A quarterback keeper will pick up maybe about 4 yards here. This will bring up about a third and four, third and five for Hartford-Zelafton as they get up to their own 41-yard line after a pickup of about four, and now we have an injury timeout. Hartford-Zelafton has a player down. 8:17 to go, fourth quarter, and it's 23-22 Seton on top of Hartford-Zelafton. We'll take a quick break here on WCDO.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Devin Beam for Hartford-Zelafton shaken up on the play. Looks like maybe a cramp as he goes over to the sideline. He'll probably sit out for a play or two here, and he's getting worked on by one of the Hornets trainers. Appears to be okay. Walked off under his own power, and Hornets will need him back if they want to try to get back in this game. And now a nice run here for Hartford-Zelafton, breaking free. Dante Caro will get all the way down to the Seton 42-yard line. So without Devin Dean in the game, Dante Caro will pick up a nice run of about 18 yards there. So a nice run there by Dante Caro. 5'7", only 152 pounds. A running back and a safety on defense, just a junior. And now Hartford-Zelafton is at the Seton 45 as they go right to left on your radio dial. 7:40 to go here, fourth quarter. Dean is back in the game after sitting out for one play. I'm assuming maybe just a cramp as he went over and got that work done. About a 3-yard pickup here. And Dante Caro there, another pickup of about 3 yards, 4 yards officially. Second and 6 here for Hartfordsville at the Seton 41. 7:20 to go, fourth quarter. It's Seton on top of Hartfordsville-Afton, 23-22. Sam Crowley with three touchdowns for Seton. Devin Dean, three touchdowns for Hartford-Zelafton. It's been a great night for football, and now the penalty flag comes out on the 2nd and 6. I believe this one is going to go against the Hornets. Referees conferring on this one, and it looks like a procedure penalty here against Afton Hartfordsville. That'll back them up 5 yards. That'll be about a 2nd and 11. So this will be at the 46-yard line of Seton. Hartford-Zelafton on a about a second and 11 here. Back in the huddle. As they are looking to retake the lead here. It's been a great second half since the end of the third quarter. A lot of fireworks as Dean and Crowley have put on a good show. Dean went out for one play on this drive, and he's back in, rolls to his right, on his feet, bounces to the outside, lost the football. It's on the turf. We'll see who comes up with it here. Seton saying that they have it. Crowley is at the bottom of that pile, and the Saints will come away with it. So a fumble by Devin Dean, and the Saints have the ball on their own 41-yard line with 6:38 to go. A huge fumble recovery there by Luciano D'Angelo. So D'Angelo comes up from the bottom of that pile along with Sam Crowley. And they have a big fumble recovery here. And now they have the lead. Sure, it's only 1 point, 23-22, but 6:38. Can they milk some clock here with a drive, or can the Hornets defense come up with a stop? Dean had gained about 5 yards on that play before coughing it up, putting the ball on the turf. So the Saints, from their own 41, going left to right in those green uniforms with the black pants. Crowley on a first down will pick up about 5, and the clock will continue to run down, and is becoming a real problem now for Harpersville Afton. Pick up of about 5 as Crowley up around 150 yards rushing on the night. He has just been an absolute workhorse tonight for the Saints. Ball at the Seton 46. Clock continuing to tick, tick, tick down to 6:05 to go. Fourth quarter. Saints on top 23-22, but another great night here for football. So we had a great night last night between Delhi and Bainbridge Guilford. Tonight between Seton and Harpersville Afton. Second down now and 5. Crowley muscling his way for about 2 yards before a swarm of Hornets is able to take him down. That'll bring up about 3rd and 4 here for Crowley and the Saints. Clock continuing to run, and this is where the Saints will have to try to get the job done on about a 3rd and 4 as Crowley is absolutely wiped out. He's got his hands on his knees, and he's back in the huddle. He's leaving it all out on the field here tonight, trying to will his team to a victory. They are 1-1 on the season. He wants to see him be 2-1. The Saints with not a lot of subs, so Crowley playing both ways, a lot of these guys playing both ways, and Crowley doing everything he can in his senior season here to help the Saints get a win. 5:05 to go in the fourth. It's 23-22. Saints on top of the Hornets. Ball at the Seton 49 as they go left to right. A quarterback keeper here and nowhere to go for John G. and Greco as he tried to run right up the middle, and that'll bring up a 4th down and about 4 yards here for Seton, and we'll see what they do. Clock is running at 4:45, continuing to tick, and now we'll see what the Saints will decide to do. It looks like they will try to go for it here at midfield, or will they take a timeout? We will see. 4th and 3, play clock is running. It's at 20. Gene Greco will not play QB. He will be a receiver out to the right now. And off the snap, Seton will run it up the gut here with Crowley, and he's going to get enough for a 1st down. Direct snap to Crowley. Gene Greco came out to the wide receiver spot on the right side, and they'll pick up a 1st down with a gain of about 4. Big 1st down for the Saints. They needed that one. If they had given up the ball then, that would have given Devin Dean and this Harpersville Afton offense good field position and some time on the clock to work with, as now we're down to 4 minutes to go in the contest. Seton is ahead 23-22. Fun looking out in the stands here tonight. You see a lot of different coaches from around the area scouting this game here tonight. Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews. We saw some coaches from Tioga just a couple of minutes ago. Everybody wants to take a look here at these two teams, and will be on the schedule later on in the season. So a direct snap to Crowley here on 1st and 10 from midfield, and this one will be against the Saints. An illegal motion penalty here against the Saints with 3:40 to go in this fourth quarter. 23-22, and that'll push them back 5 yards. So this will be a 1st down and 15 from the Seton 48. Harpersville Afton trying to come up with a play on defense. Maybe another Sean Sweet interception. Maybe a Sean Sweet sack. He has had some good luck so far tonight for the Hornets off some hard work. And need to create some magic here again for the Hornets if you can. 3:40 to go. Nate Lull with you here on CDO, coming to you live from Binghamton Alumni Field under the lights here. This is where Seton Catholic plays their home games, looking for their second win in the season. Harper's Laughing is 0-2. Losses so far in the season to Waverly and Walton. And they played a nice game here tonight, trailing by one deep in this fourth quarter on the road. First and 15 after a penalty. Jane Greco will pass to the outside to Nathan Whitman, who's back in the game. Pickup of about 3 yards there for Whitman. And Harper's Laughton will burn a timeout here to stop the clock. 3:10 to go. 23-22. Seton on top of Harper's Laughton. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to Live High School Football on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you here tonight on CDO. 3:10 to go, fourth quarter. Seton is on top, 23-22 over Harper's Laughton. They're going to whale the game here tonight, folks. Three touchdowns for Harper's Laughton, all by Devin Dean. Three touchdowns for Seton, all by Sam Crowley. Not to say that there haven't been some great other individual efforts tonight out there for both these teams, but Crowley and Dean have certainly done the best they can for their two clubs respectively. So now it's a third down here and about 9 yards for Seton. They are at the Harpersville Afton 47. And off the snap to Gene Greco, out to the right side, has nowhere to go, and Harpersville Afton will wrap him up in the backfield. Loss of maybe one on the play. Clock ticks down and stops at exactly 3 minutes, and that'll bring up a fourth down here for Seton. So 23-22. Ball at the 48-yard line. And it'll be a timeout on the field. We'll step away with 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 23-22 on CDO.
A history of service, a commitment to your insurance needs. That's what Mang Insurance is all about. With over 100 years of service, we're still focused on our promise to offer the best products and superior service to all of our clients. We write all types of insurance and are an independent agency representing many fine companies. So stop in today or call Mang at 561-2600. Mang Insurance, providing over 100 years of service to the Tri-County area and supporting local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. A fourth down now for Seton with 3 minutes to go. They lead 23-22. Ball is on the Seton 48-yard line, and it looks like the Saints will punt it away. A high snap. Will they get it off? Almost a blocked punt here for Harpersville after, but an excellent punt. Dean is going to let it go. And Seton Catholic will down it at about the 15-yard line of Harpersville Afton. So the Hornets getting through the line, almost blocking a punt there, but an excellent punt by John G. and Greco. A 37-yard punt, 2:49 to go here, fourth quarter, and Harpersville Afton down by one is going to have to march down the field. Pretty much a two-minute drive, three-minute drive type of situation for Devin Dean. They will start at their own 16-yard line going right to left. Harpersville in those white uniforms with the navy blue pants, navy blue helmet with the gold trim, Seton Catholic, the black pants, and the green uniforms here tonight, and the green helmet as well. So here is Devin Dean, under center with one receiver out to the each side, one to his left, one to his right. And Dean will drop back to pass here on first and 10. Pass over the middle, and it's complete all the way up to the Harpersville Afton 40-yard line. Calling in the catch is Dion Oakley, his first catch of the night, first completion of the night for Devin Dean. Huge play there by Dion Oakley. A 24-yard gain for Harpersville Afton, and that's exactly what they needed from deep in their own end on a first and 10. So now the ball on the Hartfordsville-Afton 40 as they go right to left with 2:35. Clock is running. Does Devin Dean have the magic to drive his team down for a win? Rolls to the right, throws over the middle, and a catch across midfield is complete to Dylan Smith at the 45-yard line of the Seton Catholic Saints. So another quick catch there, about a 15-yarder. This one going to Dylan Smith. So Hartfordsville-Afton driving it down. Officially a 16-yard pickup. Clock is stopped at 2:26 to go, and now Hartfordsville-Afton going right to left is at the Seton 44-yard line. They're into the Saints territory. Devin Dean trying to orchestrate a drive, barking out some signals to his receivers, two to the right, two to the left. Dean fakes the handoff and now has a quarterback keeper. Gets to the 35, to his right, now to the 30, bounces out of bounds, and that will stop the clock. Pickup of about 9 for Dean there, stops the clock with 2:04 to go. So Dean is over 100 yards rushing, picks up about 9 on the play there, and Seton Catholic will call a timeout. Three good plays, picking up huge chunks of yards there for Hartfordsville-Afton. 2:04 to go, fourth quarter. Hartfordsville putting together a nice little drive. They trail Seton Catholic 23-22. We'll take a break here on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Looks like another great finish here tonight on CDO. Hartfordsville trails Seton on the road here, on the road at Binghamton Alumni Stadium, 23-22. 2:04 to go, fourth quarter. And the Hornets are putting together a nice little drive here. The ball is down at the Seton 32-yard line as the Hornets go right to left. And Devin Dean pumping his arms in the air, trying to fire up the fans over on the Hornets sideline. Nice little contingent coming down from Hartfordsville at Afton. So this is a first and 10 here for Dean. And he looks fired up as well as his team. And now Dean getting set under center. Two receivers to his left, two to his right. One fullback in the backfield. They take the handoff. Dean with the keeper. He's at the 25 and the 20. Nice little juke move. Gets to the outside. We'll pick up a first down here. Block continues to run here against Hartfordsville-Afton. Boy, Dean is so good on that little fake handoff. Just runs it up the gut. Block stops here with 1:54 to go. Hartfordsville-Afton trailing 23-22. They're going right to left. First and 10 here for the Hornets, and that was a big 10-yard pickup. Now the clock will start again. Dean gets the play from the sideline, over talking with his head coach, Tim Petras, trying to guide the Hornets to their first win this season as Hartfordsville and Afton combined. Down to a minute 35 to go. Hornets trailing by one. Ball is on the Seton 20-yard line. Hartfordsville going right to left, and now a penalty marker on the play. And I believe this is going to be a false start here, a procedure penalty against the line for Hartfordsville-Afton. So that'll back them up 5 yards and be a first and 15. 1:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. First and 15. That'll back up the ball to the Seton 25-yard line. Dean gets the play from the sideline. So first and 15. Clock starts again. Dean and his team back in the huddle. Play clock at 20. Still looking over, talking to Tim Petras on the sidelines. Down to a minute 15 to go. Hartfordsville-Afton breaks out of the huddle up to the line. Going right to left. Ball at the Seton 25. Dean on the keeper. Up the gut here. Runs into a wall of green Seton Catholic defensive players there. We're down to a minute to go. Dean picks up about 3 yards on the play. So a timeout by the Hornets here with exactly 1 minute to go. And this will be a second down here and about 10 yards to go. Hartfordsville-Afton will keep it right here and a timeout. Ball on the 21-yard line. The Saints as well getting a quick drink and getting ready on defense here. They're trying to hold on to this one-point lead. Ball is on the Saints 21. As Hartfordsville-Afton has done a nice job pretty much in a 2 to 3 minute drill situation to get the ball down the field. We hadn't seen him complete any passes all night. And then two huge passes by Dean of 24 and 15 yards to Deion Oakley, as well as Dylan Smith. So Dean showing that he has a nice arm as well. 1 minute to go here in the contest. It's about a second and 10 here. Second and 11 officially. Dean under center, ball at the Seton 21-yard line. Dean drops back the pass, rolls to his right, throws it up in the air, and nobody is there for the Hornets. Clock will stop, and that'll bring up a third down and 11 situation with 54 seconds left. And you have to wonder here, Dean has been so successful on the ground tonight. Are we going to see that play that we've seen time in and time out tonight with Dean faking a handoff and then running it up the middle and seeing what he can create? 54 seconds to go. Seton on top of Harper's the left in 23-22. Dean under center. Fakes the handoff. No, will hand it off this time. And up the middle there to Dylan Lindsay. Maybe a pickup of two, and that'll bring up fourth down with 45 seconds to go. And the clock continuing to run here. 40 seconds to go. Down to the 18-yard line here of Seton. Dean trying to get the play from the sideline. Harper Zalafton is out of timeouts here. 30 seconds to go. Dean on fourth down up to the line. Fourth and eight here, and just as Dean takes the handoff with 25 seconds to go, the Saints will call timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Saints leading 23-22. 25 seconds to go. Harper Zalafton on fourth down when we come back on CDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market. Whether it's for fuel oil or propane, ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 25 seconds to go here. Harpertsville-Afton trailing Seton 23-22. The ball is on the 18-yard line of Seton as Harpertsville-Afton goes right to left. And it's fourth down. Fourth down at about eight. Devin Dean, the quarterback for Harpertsville-Afton, has three touchdowns tonight. Does he have some magic? Maybe on the last play of the game here. Rolls out to his left. Has nowhere to go. Has to throw it. It's a completion. Down to the 10-yard line, into the 5, and into the back of the end zone for Dylan Lindsay. And the Hornets have scored a touchdown with 15 seconds to go on fourth down. Dylan Lindsay on a 4th and 8 catches the pass there from Dean at about the 10-yard line. Tiptoes down the sideline, and the Hornets take the lead. 28-23 with 15 seconds to go. Dylan Lindsay with a huge play there on a pass from Devin Dean with 15 seconds left. Devin Dean, again, just rolls out, and Seton had some great pressure on the outside chasing him down. He was just able to kind of loft up a pass there to Dylan Lindsay. Lindsay was able to get through and into the back of the end zone. So 15 seconds left. Harpertsville-Afton will go for two. They bounce to the outside and into the back of the end zone. The two-point conversion is good to Dylan Lindsay, and that'll make the score 30-23 in favor of Harpertsville-Afton with 15 seconds to go. We'll take a 30-second break and come back with the kickoff here on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 15 seconds left, fourth quarter, and Devin Dean finds Dylan Lindsay, and Harpertsville-Afton scores a last-second touchdown here. They now lead Seton on the road at Binghamton Alumni Stadium 30 to 23. Now, we saw a crazy finish with no time left last night. You never know what Seton could pull out of the bag here. You have a guy back there like Sam Crowley. He's capable of running back a kick. So we'll see if Harpersville Athen can play it safe off this kickoff. It's been a great weekend for football here on CDO, as Delhi defeated BG last night 26-21 on some last-second heroics. You hated to see anybody lose that game. Both sides deserved to win. They just played their hearts out. Same here tonight between Seton Catholic and Harpersville Athen. 15 seconds left. The Hornets lead the Saints 30-23, and here's the kickoff going right to left. Saints have two guys back waiting to receive. They keep this one on the ground. Seton Catholic touched it, lost the ball. It's loose on the turf, and it does appear that the Saints have picked it back up. And that thing was rolling around free, and Harpersville Athen was pretty hungry for it. But Seton Catholic able to fall on it. So 11 seconds to go here, fourth quarter, and Seton going left to right will start from their own 30-yard line. So they are 70 yards away from pay dirt. But Sam Crowley, we've seen him bust open some big runs, a 26-yarder, a 37-yarder, and a big TD catch as well of 50 yards for Seton Catholic. So you can't count out the big play ability of Sam Crowley and Seton Catholic. 11 seconds to go. We'll see if this is the last play of the game here. It's play clock down to 20. Seton looking to break out of the huddle here. Down to 15 as they break and come up to the line. We'll see if maybe it's a direct snap or if the quarterback, Gene Greco, will maybe try to find Nathan Whitman, who's had a heck of a second half catching the ball. Gene Greco out to the right side. He's going to throw it through the air, and a catch at midfield is made there by Daniel O'Brien with 4 seconds to go. And now they'll have a good chance for a Hail Mary-type pass on a first and 10 from the Harpersville Athen 48-yard line. So it's going to be a timeout here by Seton with 4 seconds to go, and we'll have one final play when we come back here on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, Service and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Looks like the last play of the game here is Seton Catholic trailing 30-23. They'll have to throw this one up. It's knocked down, still in the air, and finally down to the turf. And Harpersville Athen will pick up their first win of the season, 30-23, on the road at Binghamton Alumni Stadium over the Seton Catholic Saints. Huge win here, and Harpersville Athen will improve to 1-2 on the season, and Seton will fall to 1-2 on the season. Great game here, some great individual efforts by guys like Sam Crowley and John Giangreco and Nathan Whitman for Seton, Devin Dean, Sean Sweet for Harpersville Athen, as well as Dylan Lindsay. Great nights here for the Hornets. We'll come back with our post-game show and give out some of our awards brought to you by ACCO, NBT, and the Catalog Outlet. Again, the final, the Hornets 30 and the Saints 23. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
If you're thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville as they celebrate 25 years of being the area's value leader with anniversary pricing on all brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. During this milestone celebration, take advantage of special anniversary pricing on sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, and more by Ashley, Vaughn Bassett, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and more. Mattresses by Kathy Ireland Home, American Bedding, and Gold Bond in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at fantastic anniversary pricing. Nobody sells mattresses for less. With special anniversary pricing on everything store-wide, along with deep discounts on all closeouts and one-of-a-kinds, this sale is one sale you don't want to miss. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary interest-free financing to qualified buyers and the chance to win a vacation getaway. For details, stop by the Catalog Outlet store nearest you or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. It's been a great weekend for football here on CDO. A last-second finish last night as Delhi beat BG. And right down to the final play again here tonight as Harpersville Afton holds on to beat Seton Catholic 30-23. Let's go through some of our awards here tonight. Let's start with Dynamic Defense. This award brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items. For a good deal and a good deal more, shop the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville. We'll give this one to Sean Sweet of Harpersville Afton. Sweet with a big sack in the third quarter as well as an interception and was just kind of all over the field tonight here for Harpersville Afton. We'll give him our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award tonight. On to the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank serving our area communities for over 150 years and proud to support the area's high school athletes. NBT for everything that counts, member FDIC. We'll give this award to Sam Crowley here of the Seton Catholic Saints. Well over 150 yards running, three touchdowns on the night, 26-yard TD run, a 37-yard TD run, and a 50-yard catch as well for Crowley. He will get our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. Our All-Purpose Award brought to you by Echo Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities, and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. Echo Brands is a proud local employer. We'll give that to Devin Dean of Harpersville. Comes up with three touchdowns of his own on the ground, a 3-yard run, a 29-yard run, a 48-yard run, and then on fourth down, he finds Dylan Lindsay with 15 seconds left for the go-ahead touchdown. So also did a very nice job tonight punting the ball, all of his punts around 30, 35, 40 yards, and oftentimes pinned Seton back towards their own end zone and made things very difficult for them to move out of their own end. So we'll give Devin Dean our All-Purpose Award tonight, brought to you by Echo Brands, and again, Sam Crowley, Outstanding Offense, brought to you by NBT Bank, and Sean Sweet of Harpersville Afton, our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award tonight. You want to make sure you tune in next week as well. We'll have high school football on Friday. As it's BG hosting Unitigo, Greg Davey will be on the call for that game as we do our Friday night football here on CDO. A big thank you to Joe Gartner back in the CDO studios in Sydney. Once again, coming to you live here tonight from Binghamton Alumni Stadium, it's Harpersville Afton defeating Seton Catholic 30-23. I'm Nate Lowe. Have a good night from WCDO Sports.